This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This NFL DFS Week 13 edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Virginia. From boosted same game parlays to live in-game odds, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today, bet $100 and get a $100 free bet at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, second the money green, with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Crame? Dong.
Sean, there's a lot of humidity in the air in Los Angeles. Oh, so okay. Apologies if I'm off my game. I'm not a humidity guy anymore. I can feel it in my joints. The people are driving like maniacs out there.
Ryan's old man move is just constantly talking about humidity. As he's gotten older, it's just constant updates.
Anytime we travel,
immediately points out whether there's an increase or decrease in the humidity.
Yeah, I'm a barometer. What can I say? I think that's what you use to measure humidity.
Yes. Well, you are a barometer. And hey, we're going to measure some winning picks here for Daily Fantasy DFS. Six figure cash on the way. Let's fucking
six
go.
Six or right. Seven?
Seven.
I know you got second place once for six figures, but
let's break that record. Let's get to the seventh figure. Of course, hey, you're looking to get a seven figure payday. Head over to WynnBET. Fire up the Win Build event. All right, get that thing going. Put together a nice little same game parlay. Hammer it away, drive it away, chiseling away, finding value. No idea where Ryan's going. He's probably going over to deposit now over at WynnBET, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET, so they know we sent you. Bet big, win even bigger. If you sign up with our link, get a $100 free bet when you bet $100. It's just that easy. Spin that parlay wheel, fire it up. And of course, don't forget to let it ride. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. As always, offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WynnBET.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WynnBET is available. Here are some of you know as a gambling problem. Call 1-800-522-4700. Let's go. Trevor in the YouTube chat pointing out seven for me.
Seven what?
Seven finger win, I assume that's what he's talking about. Hey, got a special guest here joining us on the line. You know him from the SGPN fantasy football team, sportsgamblingpodcast.com as well. Does a ton of fantasy stuff for us. Mr. Emerson Beery. What's happening, Emerson?
Oh, I'm having a good day. Just getting my Friday going. Like I was telling you, I just filmed the underdog best ball podcast. I should say underdog DFS podcast just a minute ago. Just finished that up. I'm struggling with the weather too. I live in Colorado and it gets cold and my back freezes up. My bones start hurting. It's not good. I'm only 27 years old. And I'm pretty sure it's going to get a lot worse from here.
Ryan's got a, smoking my weed. He's got a strategy for you to help your back pain.
As a guy, I mean, Colorado, great state for sports gambling and all sorts of medicine. I will say this, as someone who went through the process of getting old, you feel like you're getting old when you're 27, but it really kicks around 38.
Oh yeah. Late 30s, Emerson, you're in for a wake up call. And make sure you check out tons of great podcasts on the SGPN Fantasy Football feed. If you have not subscribed, check it out. And of course, Underdog Fantasy, we brought back the 100% deposit bonus up to $100. Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. The Battle Royale stuff the guys have been doing is really fun. It's a it's just like a fun different way to play DFS. So yeah, again, hashtag
Degens only. No, I will not be doing a 24-hour battle royale. But yes, we will. People have asked, hey, when are we going to be talking playoff best ball?
Oh yeah,
That's on the horizon. So stay tuned for that.
And shout out to
I've been talking about it.
No, I'm saying me. It on the show they want to know about me. I know you've been talking about it, but yeah, no, we're going to talk about it more.
And shout out to the guy on Twitter who dug through and found my worst all-time underdog best ball draft. I did do a couple like scenarios, like, hey, what if Russell Wilson goes off and has a great season? That lineup is pretty bad, and a couple guys who blew out their ACLs. Best ball, you got to win or go home, though.
Right? I mean, but as a public figure, it always hurts to get to catch random shrapnel like that. I mean,
yeah,
it's just a random wet Thursday. We're enjoying Sunday night football, and then bam.
Pretty good night with the Thursday night props. Hey, and then
remember when you sucked? I would like someone to go through and analyze all the drafts we did together to see who has the upper hand.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a research assignment for someone.
Yeah.
Not myself. All right. We're going to be giving out our Millie Maker lineups, guaranteed $1 million for each lineup. Ryan, what do you got for your quarterback this week?
Define guaranteed.
I think these are going to win $1 million, guaranteed to hit if everything goes as we say.
Okay, so let me ask you this then.
Give myself a little out.
Because as you know, I always come to the table with some options. What kind of lineup are you feeling today, Sean? Because I came into the office and I was like, Jalen Hurts is going to be an underowned guy this week. I can give you, I'm not going to do a Jalen Hurts lineup though.
Okay.
Cause that's disrespectful to my Giants play the Eagles soon. I don't need to put any of that shit in the universe. It's Tua. It's Aaron Rodgers. It's Dan Jones. Where do you want me to go?
Wow. Those are all bad plays.
All right, get rid of Dan Jones. You pick Tua or Aaron Rodgers.
I like Aaron Rodgers.
Different, right?
Well, yeah. I think
we're a narrative show.
It is a division game, but I think he goes out of his way to own the Chicago Bears.
Let's do it. This is a fun lineup.
Yeah. Toss that one out. The Dolphins 49ers game. I don't know. I feel like there could be a lot of defense.
Here's my justification for this, because like any good television show.
Yeah.
When you have a hero facing the worst dilemma they faced in the show's history, AKA the NFL history. Aaron Rodgers, this is his last game. After this weekend, the Packers will almost certainly be eliminated from playoff contention. Meaning what? This is his send off. And could what better team to be against than the Chicago Bears? I don't think he'll be owned. He's got a Q next to his name. He's only 5,800. So, I mean, I'm only spending 300 more than Dan Jones to play Aaron Rodgers against the Bears. Sean, you know that belt is coming out to close the season. As the curtains come down, he's discount double checking Aaron Rodgers, 5,800. Let's go.
Wow. That is cheap for Aaron Rodgers. Emerson, what are you doing in your quarterback? What do you got?
So if he's not going to go Jalen Hurts, that's where I'm going to go. Nice. So I was building my GPP lineup. I started off with Jalen Hurts because I had those exact thoughts. You know, sometimes we're always looking for those value picks, you know, cheaper value picks, but sometimes the value is to be had because players are expensive. You know, people won't be on Jalen Hurts this week. Patrick Mahomes is just a little more expensive. Joe Burrow's a little bit cheaper. People will be all over those matchups. So I like Jalen Hurts a lot this week.
Yeah, no, I think it's a sneaky play because, again, as everyone's pointed out, the Titans have a good run defense. What are you laughing at? The fact that I'm complimenting him on his Jalen Hurts.
Just another guest coming on, flogging your Eagles slog.
On. He's second in MVP odds.
Congratulations.
He's right there for
absolutely.
Fucking guy ran for 157 yards, Ryan. I'm pumping up some Daniel Jones over here. This guy's a legit.
Hey, His passing isn't why we love him. We love him for his rushing in fantasy football. And, you know, the Titans are 27th in DraftKings format and fantasy points given up to the quarterback position. I think Jalen Hurts is going to have a good week.
Yeah, and I mentioned it on the NFL show, but look at how bad that Titans defense struggled with Josh Allen, a.k.a. mobile quarterback. And I think he's throwing the ball pretty well right now. Anyway, like that back shoulder throw to Quez Watkins.
I'd rather have Jalen Hurts right now than Josh Allen.
Really?
Yeah. K Metric's back. I'm out on Josh Allen. He got lucky a couple times last night.
Yeah, he did. All right. I'm going back to, and I tweeted this lineup out, or at least said I was going to play him last week. We didn't have our traditional DFS show. We just did the Thanksgiving one. But Michael White at the Minnesota Vikings. I love this. $5,400. This Vikings defense has been trash. I love non-conference dome games that have a real chance to shoot out. And at $5,400, you get so many good options. And even the stack is super cheap. So Mike White, let's go. Super efficient quarterback. I think him falling off a cliff might happen next week or the week after, but he's playing back to back the two worst passing defenses in the league with the Bears and the Vikings. I mean, what did Mac Jones throw against him? It was like four touchdowns, 380 yards. I think Mike White might have a hell of a day.
Which, by the way, did you see the clip of Mac Jones where you could read his lips yelling at Patricia?
So yeah, throw the ball. The run game sucks. Meanwhile, Ramondre Stevenson is the best. And maybe it's just checkdowns or Ramondre.
If the clips team could pull some clips early season of us pointing out how this was going to go, it just took a couple games to get there. That'd be great. All right, where are we at?
Running back, Ryan, RB1.
Yeah. So, all right. So I'm totally going to play this funky because I think it is still Bears Packers. And I do think the Bears are still trending toward historic levels of incompetence defending the run. And so I'm going to have to go with another guy with a Q next to his name, Sean, and that's Aaron Jones.
Okay.
He is 6,900. Part of the reason he fit nicely into the lineup. I spent all the money. But yeah, I mean, I was thinking, do I get cute and maybe sneak Tanyan in there later? Sean, you'd really like that. But no, I think at the end of the day, this is still a Bears team that's very leaky on the ground, and especially leaky to the type of running back like Aaron Jones. Like just that burst to get through the first level. The second level is always out of sync, and we saw it last week. They lost is Eddie Jackson, the last of their like NFL caliber defensive back. So Aaron Jones, 6,900. A lot of words. Maybe too many. Some say too many words.
Yeah, I like
that.
It.
Yeah. Aaron Jones is a big play for me this week. You know, people will be playing Christian. If they are playing Aaron Rodgers, they're probably going to be playing Christian Watson as a stack with him. And Aaron Jones will definitely make you. That'll be a unique lineup this week.
Oh, it gets way more unique. Don't worry.
Ryan's main goal is to have like the lowest ownership percentage possible.
No,
how the players do on the field that doesn't
not
matter.
This lineup isn't the super low owned, but I definitely do some things you're not supposed to do. So I'm breaking some rules.
All right, DFS bad boy over here, Ryan Kramer, Emerson. What do you got for your RB1?
You know, I'm going with my bring back here. I'm betting on a competitive game with the Titans here. You know, I have Derrick Henry at 8,100. You know, that's where I'm dropping my big money this week. Quarterback, my first running back. The Eagles rank 23rd in fantasy points given up to the running back position on DraftKings. So I think it could, you know, yeah. Like I said, I think people will be bringing it back probably with Treylon Burks, the people who are playing Jalen Hurts, so I like Derrick Henry here.
This is where Emerson loses me.
No, I'm a. This is exactly how I would play the Jalen.
No,
Hurts
actually,
lineup as well.
It's
because Burks is cheap. He's going to be easy to fit in there. You know, you can spend up with Hurts.
My bias aside, it is probably a good way to attack a GPP because to your point
and to attack the Eagles. Like,
well, yeah, at the very least, he's going to get like 20 carries. I like Tannehill under passing touchdowns. I think if the Titans are fortunate enough to score a touchdown against the vaunted Eagles defense, it will be one Derrick Henry. And again, the fact that you spent like $8K on your quarterback, $8K on your running back, it really, you know, you got to find some values there, but it creates a pretty unique lineup right off the bat.
When you create the lineup gymnastics and make it more difficult, another good way to make your lineup different. It's like the big money stack, Sean, that we like to play. Makes it so much harder to make the rest of the lineup.
Matthew Markland in the YouTube chat saying, "We want USFL talk."
Oh my goodness.
Benedict Dantold comes in right away and says, "Ryan just confirmed the Bears have a USFL secondary. Does that work?" I think that works. You're going to see USFL level pass coverage from the Bears this weekend. For me, And again, I think I mentioned this, probably one of my bigger misses as far as best ball, not having this guy involved in the lineup because of his insane target share and his insane number of catches, historic effort from Austin Eckler. And he's going up against the Raiders, should be a great opportunity against them as well. I feel like he's had some pretty good games historically against the Raiders. He's 8,500. He's Mike's most expensive player, but maybe I'm getting to him too late, but a running back who's going to have double digit catches, like, I'm all in. And I still think Mike Williams, do you think Mike Williams plays? It seems like he's still a little bit out.
Seems like he's out.
Yeah. I don't see any massive changes in the target share. So yeah, give me Austin Eckler, 8,500. What about you, Ryan? Who's your second running back?
Yeah. Eckler is a guy that when you can find a way to get him and it's fun. All right. So this is the part you're not supposed to do. I'm bringing it back in the same game with a second running back because, Sean, would you believe it? The Bears 28th in rush defense DVOA. The Packers have taken that crown now as the worst. 32nd against the run in rush DVOA. So we're playing David Montgomery. The workload's been insane since Herbert has gone out, and I don't know what else they're going to do. It does sound like Justin Fields is playing, which makes me like the play even more. It's going to open up the running attack for Montgomery. But
like, who are their starting receivers this week? With Mooney out, like
USFL guys.
No, I mean, they're incredibly thin, the Bears.
Yeah, I would. You mean David Montgomery is an interesting play to lead the league in rushing this week in the prop market. I don't know what the price is. I'll see if I can dig it up while we're talking. But he's going to get so much work.
And Equanimeous St. Brown, is he all out as well or no?
I don't know.
I thought he was banged up. Yeah, but Mooney's done for the season.
I think he's not. We discussed it as he's not trending towards playing.
But yeah.
Anyway, two running backs from the same game, Sean. I've broken the model. David Montgomery brought back 6,200.
What about you, Emerson? What do you got? RB2.
Well, you know, it'll be a little bit chalky this week, but this will kind of be my chalky play. This is where I'm making some of that money back. I'm going with Jaylen Warren at 4,900. I think he could lead the Pittsburgh rushing attack this week. The Atlanta is 25th in fantasy points given up to the running back position. So just attacking some matchups this week allows me to get some of that money back that I just spent on Jalen Hurts and Derrick Henry too.
Yeah, that's it. I like Jaylen Warren. What about Benny Snell? What do you think? Are you worried about Benny Snell stealing some snaps, or how's that going to look?
You know, that's why I'm nervous playing him in cash. That's why I probably will lean up again. That's why I'll probably lean against the field there. Probably not do cash, but in a GPP lineup, I'm fine there. We see all the time, you know, you see Kenyon Drake come in, be successful, and then the Baltimore Ravens just take it right back away. You know, it's just kind of a plug and play with these running backs. I think Jaylen Warren's track record throughout the season will get him the lead role this week, though.
Yeah, I certainly like having Benny Snell in my lineups in some of these playoff format season long where you're heading into a bowl. Cause I do think Najee, there's a chance Najee doesn't come back this year, or at least is never fully healthy.
He's gonna be done.
But what I worry about Benny Snell is they've been trying to find someone better than Benny Snell for a long time. And so it's like Jaylen Warren, they do seem to love Jaylen Warren. That being said, Benny Snell didn't look horrible last week. So but I like that. I mean, this is the play in the lineups where you're spending up on the quarterback. I almost feel like you have to slot in the Jaylen Warren play this week because, I mean, it fits your model, Sean. Non-conference. I mean, honestly,
there's three of those games this week: Jets, Vikings, Jags, Lions, and then Steelers, Falcons. And I think one of those games, I think, is going to be the game where you go, "Oh man, why did I not have
Niners Dolphins?" Kind of sneaky fits in there too, and not a dome.
Dome, and San Francisco's defense hasn't let up points in the second half in a long time. So
that's true.
I'm going Washington, the Commanders. Brian Robinson Jr. getting a ton of volume.
We got to get you one of those hats.
Yeah, one of those dogs. No, I looked it up. We might be getting some. Maybe we should get some SGPN ones.
Oh yes, please.
I have to figure out how to get my earphones around it. But Brian Robinson Jr., he is a big part of their offense, and the Giants just struggle shutting down the running backs. They're very thin at linebacker. They struggled against the Cowboys. They're just not good at slowing down the run.
USFL linebackers.
Yeah, USFL linebackers. I always remember who was Clay Matthews. Who was his brother that played for the Eagles?
Blanking, but lesser Matthews.
This is going to
I can't remember either.
Casey Matthews. Casey. Yes. Because I'll never forget
a
caller on an Eagles talk radio show going, "We got Casey Matthews out there. We got a goddamn toothpick playing linebacker." That kind of reminds me of the Giants linebacker situation. So Brian Robinson at 5,300. I know Antonio Gibson gets some, but it still seems like Brian Robinson is the guy, and his efficiency has looked better the past couple of weeks. So I like him a lot.
Giants are getting healthy. Be careful.
Oh, I'm careful, Ron. You know what? I'm also careful when it comes to saving money. That's right. Actually, to be honest, I haven't been careful because I've been signing up for all these free trials. I give my credit card. I forget to cancel. Next thing you know, you got all these subscriptions piling up, $4.99, $7.99, $10.99. It adds up. I went through. I knocked off like it was, I think, $34 a month off of subscriptions just that I wasn't using. Think of all the streaming stuff you sign up for, like, oh, hey, Peacock, just to watch one episode of Yellowstone. And they're like, this show sucks. You forget to cancel. Next thing you know, you're getting billed every month and it adds up. This is where Rocket Money comes in. They're going to save you a ton of cash and a ton of time too. Like, they make it super easy to cancel. One button, cancel the subscription. Rocket Money does the rest. All you got to do is go to rocketmoney.com/SGPN. Rocketmoney.com/SGPN could save you hundreds, even thousands. Cancel your unnecessary subscriptions right now at rocketmoney.com/SGPN. Kramer, receivers, let's go.
Yes, sir. Receiver one. This is the chalky stack option, as we mentioned earlier, but it does seem like Watson is going to catch a touchdown every game as long as Aaron Rodgers is playing. They have their chemistry. And again, what better way for the star of our season, of our show, Aaron Rodgers, to show to tease everyone to next season, the new love interest, the new Jordy Nelson. I'll have you. Obvious play here. He's only 5,200 too. So again, I stacked Aaron Rodgers with the receiver for only 11,000, dangled in Aaron Jones, brought it back with David Montgomery. I'm done with my game stack. Aaron Rodgers. Let's go. Christian Watson, 5,200.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, again, his burst, his yards after the catch,
USFL secondary there. Remember?
No, I think he's,
and you know, we're being mean to the USFL. Maybe it's an XFL secondary.
we got to work up our power rankings for,
I personally put in the European Football League ahead of both these spring leagues.
Emerson, what do you got? And what do you think of the Christian Watson play? I mean, if you're like Kramer and you're stacking, and you're stacking Rodgers, you almost have to do Christian Watson, right? Like, you'd be crazy not to.
I mean, Lazard has been the man most of this season. Ooh. I think you could go with Lazard here, pivot away from Watson. I think, you know, if I'm playing cash, I'm for sure going Watson. But you know what? I think Lazard is perfectly fine if you're trying to go a little bit more unique there. But yeah, Christian Watson, it's hard not to play him and Garrett Wilson in cash lineups. Even that's tough to believe for where these offenses are at, rookie wide receivers. But man, they're at a great price point.
What do you got? Who's your first receiver?
Well, I'm doing my game stack here. You know, I'm going, you know, Derrick Henry, Jalen Hurts, and AJ Brown, you know, three heavy hitters. You know, that's going to be my single stack with Jalen Hurts this week. I think it'll scare people away trying to get all three of those, fitting all three of those guys in their lineup. So I think I already got pretty unique there. And AJ Brown's been fantastic this year. The Tennessee Titans are, you know, very stout against the run, but yeah, very susceptible against the pass this year. 28th against wide receiver on the DraftKings board here. So I like AJ Brown a lot.
The revenge spots are meaningful to some. AJ Brown seems like the kind of guy
that has the
game circled. So yeah, I like that this week.
I have the game circled. I also have AJ Brown circled, 7,800. He's had some like back-to-back games with the fumble, kind of like been in a funk. He was sick a little bit. Still like a decent game, all things considered. Still had four catches for 46 and a touchdown. I think this is that massive breakout game. I think he knows how to beat this pretty soft Tennessee secondary. And I don't think there's much they can do to stop him. So AJ Brown, 7,800.
AJ Brown is pretty high on the all-time Sean irrational love for new guy on team list.
Yeah, I mean, come
this
on.
This is insane. You haven't gotten the fat head in the bedroom yet? Over the bed? Yeah, but
the dude is just, he's unguardable. He's such a beast.
Sean loves muscles. He resembles a tight end. Maybe that's what it is. All right. Wide receiver two.
Yes.
All right, a game we're gonna game stack. A game that is a non fits the non conference model. It is outside. You did mention San Francisco's defense has been good, but I'm still putting Tyreek Hill at 8,800 in the lineup. Again, I love this game to stack both ways. I'm gonna play a Jimmy G lineup this week, Sean. I'm pretty convinced of that. I also think Tua doubles will not be super popular. He's coming off a relatively boring game for him. And even if you look at the last two games, only 6 targets, 5 catches, 44 yards against the Browns, and then 85 yards on 9 targets against the Texans, only 1 touchdown over that span. So relative lull kind of seems like the kind of, we're going to see some Tyreek Hill stuff early. I think you're going to see Mike McDaniel trying to impress daddy right out of the gate. And I think he knows that they're going to have to get up to have a chance here. Force Jimmy G in uncomfortable situations.
How much is Tyreek Hill?
8,800.
So no discount either.
No. And so I mean, based on the projections out there, he's not expected to be a very popular option. And again, I think this game has high score potential, even if it doesn't look like it clearly in the total. So 8,800 for Tyreek Hill.
Emerson, how say you? What are you doing second receiver?
You know, I like the Tyreek Hill, you know, just because like people are going to be pivoting off to the Miami a bit just because of the matchup this week. So, yeah. You know, Tyreek Hill is going to be a play every single week for everybody. So, you know what? This is definitely the week, you know, play some Tyreek Hill. I have Juju Smith-Schuster up as my second wide receiver. I've spent a lot of my money, so going a little bit cheaper here. He had 3 top 10 wide receiver finishes in a row prior to his concussion. Last week, he missed a game. Last week, he had limited snaps. They say it was because he didn't get to work in the practice that week. He missed practice due to an illness on Wednesday, practiced in full last week. So that might explain a little bit of the limited snap count as well. So I think, you know, this is going to be high. You know, this game could get to 60, you know, points total. You know, we could see both teams really go at it. So I think I really like Juju Smith-Schuster and what I think to be a pretty cheap spot at 5,700 here.
You know, I was messing around seeing what a Burrow double lineup would look like. And it does seem like you would want to fade Kelsey. Not only that, because we broke it down on the pick show, Sean. Also, Bengals have been a decent team against the tight end. So
not second tight end, as I pointed out. Gray is going to get you that over whatever it was.
First touchdowns only, or first tight ends only.
I
like Juju this week as well.
No, and Juju is one of those guys that I was riding that it seemed like he was building some chemistry. Then the a concussion illness? Like it seemed like he kind of had a bit of a setback. Back.
This is it.
This could be that get back game. I like that. All right. For me, I'm going Garrett Wilson. Obviously, you got to pair him with Mike White, the legend. 8 targets last week. I mean, Garrett Wilson, he was doing well even with Zach Wilson in there. Eight targets, 2 touchdowns. Maybe I'm chasing it, but this guy is going to just torch this Viking secondary. And he's only 5,300. Like it's crazy. I don't think he's gotten adjusted properly.
Hard to not see a version of the big boy lineup that doesn't have Wilson in it, regardless of what else I'm playing.
Even if you're not playing him in a stack, your cash lineup not to have Garrett Wilson, I think is crazy.
His price, the DraftKings has done some weird stuff with, they've aggressively adjusted running back prices and they've just like done the complete opposite with wide receivers. And so Garrett Wilson remains to be an insane deal.
Yeah.
All right. Wide receiver 3. This is another game I'm going to stack non-conference. This one's in a dome. Give me George Pickens. This is going to be a more popular play. I maybe not. I don't know. I'm inside my own universe sometimes. 5,100. He's clearly Kenny Pickett's favorite guy. I thought about getting different with Deontay Johnson, but the salary difference of $100 made all the difference for me. So I stayed on Pickens. He's an alpha dog, and guess what, Sean? We love when the players come home to show out in front of their college friends, the family. He played at Georgia, Sean. They're playing where? Well, they're playing at the big dome that sells Chick-fil-A only on Saturdays. Yep, not
no
Sundays.
Chick-fil-A.
No, it's open. No, I'm just kidding. Oh. They were not a special exception, but no, it's a show out spot for George Pickens as he comes home, returning to the scene of the crime, national championship.
I like that. All right, Emerson, what do you got for your third receiver?
I always have a lot of respect for the only player that I've ever seen use the stadium as itself as a weapon. And George Pickens has that uniqueness about him. But hey, just, you know, everything that you've talked about doing is what I did. Nice. I actually have Deontay Johnson as my third wide receiver. You know, that's where I decided to get a little bit different again. 94 scoreless targets this year. You know, I've been a target machine like he always is, just not scoring, hasn't been particularly efficient with the targets that he's gotten. So I'm betting that, you know, the law of averages finally comes, you know, comes home for him this week, and we see a touchdown maybe out of him. So, you know, and I really, yeah, him being $100 more expensive than George Pickens, I really think is going to get people picking George Pickens, just like he said. So I'm going with Deontay Johnson.
I agree. And I think they're, the more that I read stuff, it does seem like Pickens might catch more of AJ Terrell, which would be another reason to not like it. But he's still the alpha dog, Sean. We like the alpha dogs.
All right. So for my bring back, and I guess I'm debating, because I went hearing that George Sean's Pickens was only 5,100. It makes me kind of want to get rid of Adam Thielen and the entire idea of a bring back. Emerson, I'll let you decide. A lot of pressure here. Do I go with Adam Thielen, $5,000? I do think, you know, Jefferson's going to get stuck with Sauce Gardner. I like that matchup to slow him down a little bit. Do I take Thielen to have a nice game against this Jets team, or do I just go George Pickens because I love George Pickens?
You know, I think you've already gotten like, you know, where you're unique with the Mike White lineup there. So, you know, he might be a little more that's tough. I'm going with George Pickens there. You know, more confident.
George Pickens. 5,100. I also got him in season long, so that makes it easier for my rooting interest. So
somebody's going to go off against this Atlanta team. Like, you know what I mean? It might be George Pickens. It might be Deontay Johnson, you know, and a GPP. I'm fine betting on both.
All right, so
it sounds like I was on the fence about doing it because I thought I was getting too cute, but it sounds like I would be wrong to not throw a Kenny Pickett double into the kitty this week. See if we can cash a million there. I mean, right? You go Deontay Johnson, George Pickens. You bring it back. Maybe we'll talk about that later. We'll evaluate the bring back options. My tight end.
Yes,
I've been talking. I gave out a prop for this guy. One of Sean's guys. But has a terrific matchup this week. That's George Kittle against the Miami Dolphins. Going to stack him with Tyreek Hill. Kind of a big dollar stack here. 13,800 for two guys. One of them's a tight end. I'm uncorrelated to the quarterback, Sean. I'm doing all the things wrong. The reason I got on George Kittle originally in the prop show is because I built a Jimmy G double lineup and I really liked it. And then I looked, you know, diving into the numbers, Football Outsiders would tell you that the Miami Dolphins are a bottom five team against the tight end in the past game. It just seemed obvious. I don't love a lot of the tight end options this week. There are some cheaper options that aren't the worst things in the world. Circle Logan Thomas, Sean, he might be a good.
Ryan, you're worried about Logan Thomas.
I am worried. He's healthy this week, and the Giants are just dreadful against the tight end. But I decided to spend up. So stacking Hill with Kittle to get in that Miami San Francisco game, George Kittle, 5,000.
Like it. Like it. What about you, Emerson? Tight end.
You know, I really wanted to fit in George Kittle. I really did. I tried, you know, it was impossible with all the money I already spent. So I pivoted away from George Kittle, and I have Hayden Hurst in my lineup this week, just betting on that touchdown. You know what? I think this is going to be a high scoring game. Everyone's going to be on this game. I'm doing a little mini stack with Juju and Hayden Hurst.
Yeah.
Betting those guys find their way into the end zone. This Kansas City Chief passing defense. I'm a Kansas City Chief fan. I love my Chiefs. Joe Burrow is going to have a great day. Unfortunately, it'll fall on Patrick Mahomes' hands like it always does. So I'm thinking he could find the end zone this week.
And that's an insanely cheap way to gain access to that game. Like, you're only spending a little bit more than Travis Kelce to get two bullets in that game.
No, it's a good way to approach it. And all the drama surrounding Hayden Hurts
being mistaken for T. Higgins. Like, that's very confusing.
This is a great quote. Bengals tight end Hayden Hurst had a slight chuckle, but said Kansas City Chief Justin Reed was the first person to talk smack to him pregame. Hurst, quote, "I feel like I'm the last person you want to talk shit about." So he looks pretty fired up.
I don't know. And I actually randomly watched a little thing on Hayden Hurst, and he went as far to say like he was out on football playing for the Falcons, and I forget if there was another team in between, but he said coming to Cincinnati, being on a team with Joe Burrow and some of these other like vocal leaders has him rejuvenated, loving football again. So yeah, I like, he is a dog.
He is a dog. Speaking of dogs, underrated dog in my mind, Tyler Conklin, the Jets tight end. He's only $3,100. Great matchup this week against the Vikings. Obviously, he fits my double stack with Mike White. Been pretty efficient too, and like three catches for 50 yards last week. Now you're in a dome environment, and he's only $3,100. He's had a pretty decent. Decent season this year, three touchdowns. Like I think this is going to be a great game for him against his Vikings secondary. So yeah, give me Tyler Conklin, 3,100. Graham, what are you doing in your flex spot here?
Well, this is where I got very different, because there's no way many people are playing this guy. He hasn't done shit. I was high on him before the season, maybe because he made me some money as the highest wide receiver drafted this year. Cash that ticket. What was that? +180, 2-1, Sean. We made some money. Well, since then, Drake London hasn't done shit. Opened the season, it was looking good. 7 targets, 12 targets, 6 targets, 7, 7. He scored a couple touchdowns. Hadn't caught whiff of the fact that they weren't going to do shit. Now he does nothing. He generally a couple targets. The ball's overthrown horribly because Marcus Mariota sucks. All of that being said, that's what makes him a great play here. Stacking him with George Pickens, it's a plus matchup. Pittsburgh has specifically struggled against the larger physical receivers. If Mariota could just connect with a couple, I don't know what else they're going to do. I think Pittsburgh's going to be relatively difficult to run the ball against here. I know that's been their gimmick the entire season, but they're going to have to do something here. Back is getting near the wall. I know they're still in the division race. No one's playing Drake London.
No, I would say that's
4,700.
No one is playing Drake London.
I needed it one more time. Shout out to my Falcons.
And someone in the chat pointed out Foster Moreau. He's only 3,600. That's a solid tight end as well. I had to go down to Tyler Conklin, and it works out for my double stack. But he's a good option too. What about you, Emerson? What are you doing in your flex spot?
like him, I kind of went with a player who hasn't done anything recently, but I think he's in a good spot this week. I have Marvin Jones Jr. in my flex spot this week. He's only 4,000. I had to get super cheap because I went expensive with Derrick Henry, AJ Brown, Jalen Hurts. You know, this is a Detroit's, you know, one of the worst defenses in the league. 30th, dead last against quarterbacks, 30th against wide receivers. I like Marvin Jones here. You know, at 4,000, you don't need a lot. You know, few catches for 50 yards and a score. And you know, if he got in the end zone, oh my goodness, you know, you're killing it there. So I like him there in this spot when I had to get super cheap.
Emerson, I missed this one, but Emerson's a genius. This is another revenge spot. Marvin Jones, of course, played for the Detroit Lions.
Oh yeah,
I'm not even picking up on this. This is all subconscious.
You have a revenge lineup.
Well, and not only that, but I mean, like, I really love this game. Obviously, I didn't get any guys from this game in this lineup, but this is another one fits the model. Non-conference in a dome. Defenses have generally been shit. I like that. I'm gonna have to rework some lineups. That's a really good $4,000 wide receiver play.
Yes, co-sign that one as well. And I'm in that game as well. So like I said, my primary stack is Jets Vikings, but then I also have exposure to Pittsburgh Atlanta via Pickens, and then Jacksonville Detroit via my flex spot. I'm on Ross St. Brown, the Sun God himself, 7,100.
You stuck him in the flex?
Yeah, come on. Yeah, I was keeping it sneaky.
Content only, huh?
I mean, do I need to sell you on this guy? He's just a fucking beast. He kind of hit a little hiccup there in the middle of the season with the ankle thing, that weird concussion that apparently wasn't a concussion. Whatever it is, he's back, ready to go. Put up monster numbers against the Bills, who I think have a better defense by far than the Jags.
Just gets all the targets. And yeah. Can I give a shout out to the Lions fans? I mean, the season is going. I mean, I know you're in second place, Lions fans. I know that you read the Vikings clinch scenario and saw that it said the Lions and not the Packers have to lose, which probably made you feel good. But when you see Jameson Williams going and practicing and how fast he was in a quick little sprint, you don't need to start dropping images of Randy Moss and Chris Carter and suggest that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams will be Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Lions fan, modern Lions fans are out of control. I remember when Lions fans understood that they sucked and they didn't have any aspirations for doing great things. to suggest that you have Randy Moss and Chris Carter on your roster. You still have Jared Goff. Calm down.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. It was trending this morning. I clicked the button and it should have never looked in that box, Sean. Defense.
What's in the box? What do you got for your defense?
Oh, come on. There's only one play. What you scroll down the board and you go, oh, what's this? Houston Texans against Deshaun Watson.
I like that one.
Let's go. 2,300. Again, I only had 2,300. So
it works out.
The decision was Rams, Titans, or Texans. I mean, it was one of the two home teams, but Deshaun Watson, first game on the road.
I hear you.
You're telling me this guy's not going to fuck around a little bit.
Oh, well, I think that's what got him here in the first place. But yeah, I Texans defense certainly could get some turnovers.
Emotional play only.
It is their Super Bowl. Emerson, what do you got for your defense?
Well, I mean, there's no way that Aaron Rodgers would play against the Pack, the Bears, right? No. I mean, he's dominated them his whole career. So, I went with the Bears here. It's just a tough season for Aaron Rodgers. He's not healthy. I just thought, you know, I'm always trying to squeeze in, you know, where can I get cheap here? You know, I wasn't brave enough to take, I thought Deshaun Watson, I wasn't brave enough to take the Texans defense. So I went with the Bears here in a pretty cheap spot.
Loved Emerson lineup until that point. I think that they went really well until right there.
For me, I'm sitting on, what is it?
Are you late swapping over here? What's going on?
No. I'm pulling up a little bit of information.
Defense handicap. I like this.
Yeah. I'm taking $2,400. Give me the Cincinnati Bengals at home. They've figured out ways to turn over Patrick Mahomes. And I think they could create some, you know, when you're
Emerson liked your lineup until right.
Yeah. I don't know about that one.
Emerson, hear me out. The defenses that end up scoring a lot of points are defenses where there's a ton of passing. So you think
more
like,
opportunity.
If you're just basing it off of points scored, I think that's the wrong way to go because they're going to have tons of opportunities to sack Patrick Mahomes. They have tons of opportunities to create turnovers against Patrick Mahomes. I'm leaning in.
How much
to
money
this Bengals defense?
How much money you got on the table?
$2,400. Oh. So I mean, could I play the Titans? No way. Rams. They've punted on their season. Texans is the other viable one in my mind.
Here would be the you purely just play the more possessions angle. That's your best bet.
No, and I think
and no one will be on it. Nice galaxy brain play, Sean.
Yeah, it's so bad. Will be on that one.
It's so bad. It's good.
No one will be on it.
Watch. All right, now you guys have backed me in a corner. I'm gonna parlay this with Bengals defensive anytime touchdown.
Ooh.
Patrick Mahomes is going down. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Oh, you getting the jersey on? I did see earlier that the Bengals anytime touchdown was at 7-1. That which is there it is. The Harambe jersey's coming out.
We've
got a full blown Bengals. I mean, the orange really clashes with the Eagles green. That's the worst part.
It is a it is a weird look.
I like that, Sean. That was your worst play, aka your best play of the lineup.
No,
you gotta have like I had Drake London. That's a horrible play. But that's what makes it a great play.
It is like you do need that ugly dog.
It's like Tariq Cohen thing. In 2017.
Yes.
Little known exactly. Running back from North Carolina A&T.
No one saw
it. I haven't heard that reference since college, the Harambe reference.
Oh, yeah. Bringing it back. Hey, Emerson, appreciate you calling in.
Hell yeah.
Make sure you follow Emerson Beery on Twitter at @Dynasty_analyst. Check out all the awesome podcasts, fantasy written content, does a ton of stuff over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com, tweets it all out. Appreciate you coming on, Emerson. A lot of fun. Best of luck with the lineup there.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
And we'll be having Emerson back here in the next couple of weeks to do some best ball.
Postseason.
Oh yeah, best ball. Absolutely. Yeah, when best you guys want to talk about some playoff best ball, yeah, get me on here. We'll have some fun. Yeah, I'll tell you this. I've been telling everybody, you want to win some money, go play this playoff best ball because I'll tell you, most of these teams who are drafting are dead in the water immediately upon the draft, as soon as they draft. Because we'll get into why on that next time though.
Awesome, love it. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Shout out to A-Rod one more time, bro.
Kramer, let it ride.